Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord, everyone! We are One of Messiah congregation. Thank God we could be here this afternoon. We are a Messianic congregation, meaning we are Jews and Gentiles. And we believe that the whole Bible is about the Messiah, from the Old Testament, Tanakh, all the way to the New Testament, which is the Brit Chadashah. Praise the Lord! Let's ask the Lord to bless our half hour here on this radio broadcast. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you. We can come before your holy throne today. Pour out your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKadosh upon us. Lord and God, I pray today you'll open up hearts, minds, souls. Open up, Lord and God, their ears to hear your word. Lord, knowing you're coming so soon, we see the prophecies coming to pass. Lord, we pray today you'll bless this broadcast. Heal those that need healing in the body of Christ. Save those that need to be saved. Lord, I pray you'll touch those that need a touch right from the kingdom of heaven upon their bodies. Bless this in the mighty name of Jesus to the winning of souls. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, I thank God we could be here. We are One of Messiah congregation. You know, today I was thinking this morning, what does the Lord want us to talk about? And my mind was blank. And I just asked the Lord, I said, well, I don't have a message. Do you have anything you want to say, Lord? And I take it that this was from the Lord, because his thoughts came into my mind that it says in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, 3, and 22, Jesus says, I come quickly. And do people here believe that? People that call themselves Christians or believers or whatever you want to call yourself in the Lord? Do you really believe the Lord is coming quickly? You know, I've talked to people through my lifetime, and some people have said, well, you know, I put my time in, and where is the Lord? And other people say, well, I go to church every Sunday. It becomes like a routine. But do they really believe the Lord is coming quickly? Basically, what I'm saying is, are you doing everything possible that you can do in your lifetime to do things for the Lord? I do realize most people are preoccupied with the cares of this world, and if you put your little life on a graph, at the end of each week, you could say, you could actually add up how many things you've done for the Lord and how many things you've done for just your life to maintain it. And that's what's very deceiving about this world. There's a lot of things that occupy your life that's, you know, they don't seem like sins because you're just doing what you do to live and maintain your lifestyle and keep a roof over your head and, you know, keeping food in your belly. And that's just fine and dandy. But did you make any provisions for your soul? Did you make any provisions for God? And that's what I'd like to talk about today. I'd like to read some verses out of the book of Revelations. If you have your Bibles, we read out of the King James Version, and that is all verified through exhaustive research. The book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 1 says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Isn't that amazing? Here we are, you know, the book of Revelations was written probably at the end of the, you know, 100 AD or somewhere around that time. And here we are in the year 2003, and it's saying he must shortly come to pass. And I just, when I think of time and I think of God, you know, God is from infinity. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He doesn't have a clock. He doesn't say, oh, it's getting late. To him, it's just forever. And that's the way I know. To him, our little lifespans are just a dot in the realm of infinity. Anyway, it goes on to say, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Here he is, a servant John. He wasn't the world pastor. He didn't have giant titles. He wasn't the rabbi, and he wasn't the big-time minister. He's a servant John. How about that? One of the apostles who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. So you have to read, you have to hear, and you have to keep the things that are written These are written down. This Bible is written. You don't need oral law or oral anything, but go by the written word of God here, and it's finished. There's 66 books. You don't need any other books besides the Bible. So make sure you read, you hear, and you absorb. It says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And here's John goes on to say, he's talking to the seven churches which are in Asia. These are actual churches that are in Asia. These are not like just metaphors or prophetically speaking. These are actual churches. But at the same time, it is also a message today. We're speaking unto the churches which be here in the world, that these things that the Lord talks about, they shall surely come to pass, and surely they will. In Revelations chapter 3, verse 11, goes on to say, behold, Jesus says, Yeshua, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I'll write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, praise the Lord, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. How about that? This New Jerusalem's coming out of heaven where God reigns. And I'll write upon him my new name. So we're going to have a new name, praise the Lord. And it goes on to say in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, on verse 6, says, and he said unto me, God said unto John, and I say unto you, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly, Jesus says. I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12 says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be, as his work shall be. And that's what the Lord's going to do. He's going to reward us according to our works. And he is coming quickly. You know, you might think that, well, I've been serving the Lord now 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. I don't know. Some people have served the Lord 70 years. But that's nothing when you're talking about eternity. Our little lifespans are just nothing. We're all gonna wish we've done more for the Lord. And what have we done for the Lord? There's many verses in the Bible that talk about these things. You know, John says one of the last verses says that blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and that they may enter into the gate into the city. That's what you want to do. You want to make sure you keep his commandments unto the end. Because that's the only way you're going to get this tree of life that we missed the first time. And we're going to enter in through the gates into the city of the kingdom of God. I just thank God for that. My wife is here this afternoon. I just praise the Lord for a godly wife. And I'm sure she's got many things to say. Praise the Lord.
That's right, Angelo. You know, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You were just talking about keeping the commandments and that you're going to be judged according to your works.
Amen.
You know, the churches today, and I want all you people that go to church to take a look at what you're hearing in your churches, and does it match the Word of God? Because they'll tell you in church that you can't keep the commandments. And the Bible doesn't say that. It says faith without works is dead. How can you say you love the Lord if you don't do what he says? Jesus says, why do you call on me Lord and don't do anything that I say? Your works are those things that you do for the Lord. In other words, you tell people about God, you try to bring people to God, but you also have to do works as far as doing what God says. Do you keep his commandments? Do you keep the sayings in this book?
Amen. No, that's an amazing thing because unfortunately, I'm not saying everyone, but most people, just go to church on Sunday, the first day of the week, for an hour and a half. And then for the rest of the week, they forgot about the Lord. They're just so entangled in their lives and activities in their lives. And that's what I was saying earlier. You know, Satan obviously isn't going to make people do horrible things, some people. But you could be lost in your life. And you might think, well, I'm not breaking any commandments, but you're just preoccupied with sports, with music, preoccupied with just with the cares of this world, that day is going to come upon you when you least expect it, unawares. You know, Jesus says in Matthew 24, he understands that it's going to get severe one of these days. It's going to get, you know, right now you can't say that you're going through tribulations, because here you are and you're the comfort of your little home, you've made your little securities in your life. What tribulations are you going through? But one of these days, we might go through the tribulations, like the Bible says. It says, these are they which came out of great tribulations, and have washed their robes and made them white through the blood of the Lamb. But I just thank God, the Lord says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You know, I believe that means that he's going to shorten the days. He's going to cut it short in righteousness. He's going to split open those eastern skies. He's going to come back. And are you going to be ready? Are you going to be waiting for the Lord? Are you even thinking about the Lord? Most people don't even know that. It says in the book of Mark, and except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he had chosen, he had shortened the days. The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 28 says, he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. So it's going to be short, even though to you it might seem like it's going on and on and on. Where is the Lord? When's he coming? And, you know, you got to watch out for Satan, because he makes us slack. He makes us start doubting. You know, just like it was in the days of Noah. Where is this rain, this flood you're talking about, Noah? You told us it's going to be a flood. I've been helping you for 20 years, 30 years. Where is this flood? You know, and Satan enters the picture and causes doubt. And he starts making people worry that I'm just wasting my time here serving the Lord. Is it vain to serve the Lord? No. Matter of fact, that's all that's going to count. When the breath starts going out of your body, the only thing that you're going to be thinking about is, are you ready to meet the Lord? Praise the Lord.
That's right, Angelo. And you know, people listen to Jesus. Jesus says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Amen.
That is really, you know, Jesus says some really big things, and he says it in few words. And he says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So what are you going to give up for your soul? I mean, is your sports more important than God? Is your work more important than God? Is all the stuff you own more important than God? When you go to bed at night, are you thinking about the things you still want? Or are you thinking about the Lord? Because, you know, it's true that Jesus may not come in our lifetime, but regardless of that, we're all going to die. Some of us today, somebody a minute from now, an hour from now, this year, next year, but it's going to happen at some point. We're all going to meet the Lord.
Amen. You know, and that's a simple thing to think about. And to a believer in the Lord, someone that's keeping the commandments, someone that's serving the Lord, meeting the Lord should be rejoiceful, because we're going to end up in this place that he says that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the amazing things God has prepared for those that love him and keep his commandments. And I just thank God. He said he went away to prepare mansions. Not little shacks and dwelling places like the New Version Bible say, but he went to prepare mansions. I just thank God. I mean, God's going to give us the best, because we're giving him our all, and we should give him our all. You know, I was thinking this morning, which I never really considered, in these verses in 2 Peter chapter 3. You know, the whole Bible's written to the born-again believer. It's not written to the sinner. This is the instruction book of how, after you accept the Lord and you do teshuva, like it says in Hebrew, and you turn from your sin, and Jesus says, go and sin no more. This Bible is for you It's your instruction book, How to Get to the Kingdom of Heaven. And I like to read these verses here because it's to the believers. This is what the believers are saying. This second epistle, beloved, this is 2 Peter chapter 3. I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. I want you to remember these things, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. So you have to read the Old Testament. That's where the holy prophets are. I want you to remember these things. And of the commandment of us, the apostles, and of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, this is the believers saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. You know, and if you think about that verse, you got to remember, the sinners are not waiting for the promise of his coming. The sinners don't even think of the Lord. So this verse has to be talking to the churches. Have you forgot about the promise of his coming? Some people say, and I've heard them say, oh, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. In other words, hey, I've heard this gospel my whole life. I've heard the whole gospel story. Come on. I heard the Lord's coming. Where is he? And like I said, I had some friends in the past, they've said, well, where is he? I put my time in. I've done enough. And that's a sad thing to say. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Here's another reference to the flood. Where is that flood, Noah? What are you talking about? I've been helping you build this boat for 60 years. I quit. You know, it took Noah 100 years, and then the flood came. Some people went maybe the last mile and then turned back just before the flood. Some people might have helped out just for a few years. We have to serve the Lord unto the end, everyone.
And the point is, how many people got on that boat after that 100 years?
No one got on the ark except his family, which was 8 people.
Amen.
And it says in the book of Hebrews, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. I'm sure he preached his brains out to warn people to get on the ark of safety, which is symbolic of salvation. That was the only salvation there was, which is a symbol of Christ. Only through the blood of the Lord you must be saved. Get on the ark, folks.
And I have another question. Who are the churches? Let's talk about who is the church of God. You know, we were listening to the radio yesterday, and they talked about the New Testament churches. You know, people out there, there's no such thing as a New Testament church. The reason is because when you join the people of God, who are the people of God? Who were the people of God?
Amen.
It was the people in the Old Testament. It was David. David was beloved by God. It was Moses. It was all the prophets.
Yes.
Everyone in the Old Testament.
Amen.
What happens when you join the people of God, Angelo?
Well, the Bible says when you join the people of God, and you join Abraham and the rest of his seed, you become a son of Abraham, and you're now all one in Messiah. We all become equal to the homeborn Israeli that's serving the Lord, not just to Jews that are not serving the Lord, but to the people that are serving God. We all become one in this family of the living God. You know, but in Peter, verse 8 goes on to say, but beloved, be not ignorant of one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men and women count slackness, but long-suffering to usward. Mm-hmm. Just like he was in the days of Noah, he was long-suffering. He waited 100 years for people to get on the ark, and they didn't. He's long-suffering. Because you know why God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance? But you know something? The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. to the ones that are not looking for him, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, when the Lord comes back, this world's going to be dissolved. I don't know how they're going to be, this philosophy about reigning with him for 1,000 years is going to come to pass. It says right here, when the Lord comes back as a thief in the night, all things are going to be dissolved. What manner of persons ought you to be in holy convocation and godliness? Are you looking for, are you hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? You know something? But Peter goes on to say, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, praise the Lord, we look for new heavens and a new earth. Looks like Peter here was reading Yeshayahu, which is the book of Isaiah, because it says the same thing. We look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Praise the Lord.
That's right. I guess what we're trying to say to everybody out there is, know what you believe. Know what you believe. Remember that the whole Bible is for you. Isaiah is for you. The law of Moses is for you. The commandments are for you. They have not been fulfilled. You can't fulfill them. And keep the word of God. If you're content to go to church just on Sunday and then sometimes on Wednesday, it's probably not enough.
Amen. You know, this time doesn't allow, but there's many verses that go on to say, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So you have to overcome. You have to do it unto the end. And just like Jesus himself, he says in the book of John 13, he loved us unto the end. And to prove that, it says in the book of Acts chapter 1, it says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. He did it and he taught until the day in which he was taken up, until the day that he rose from the dead. He went and showed himself alive with many infallible proofs, who's seen of them many days. And then after that, he did it right to the end, and until the day he was taken up. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's what we have to do. Until the day that your life expires, until the day the Lord comes back, serve the Lord every day, all day. Praise the Lord.
In this world, I think the world tells you that you're not responsible for anything. You're not responsible for your own health. You're not everybody. Somebody else is responsible for what you do. It's the same thing with God. You are responsible. You're the one that has to repent. You're the one that has to stop doing those things you used to do. Because, you know, even Jesus said, he said, woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offenses come. He says that, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. What he's saying is, if you're stealing, or if you're doing things against the Lord, if you're not keeping his commandments in some way, he said, even if you're stealing, cut off your hand. It's better that cut off your hand.
In other words, stop doing these things.
That's right. Stop.
Turn from your sin, because there's an everlasting burning hell. And you don't want to miss out on a kingdom of heaven, folks. You know, there is a kingdom of heaven. That's why we tell everyone, go back and check out how many commandments did God give Moses. I see 10. Most people say 9. They forgot about the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. Go look these things up. Don't believe your ministers. Prove all things. Examine yourselves. You know, the Lord is coming back. Make sure you comb your life. Make sure you understand what you believe. Make sure you know what you believe. We are one of Messiah. You can call us anytime. 615-591-9820.
That's right. And by the way, in case you're not sure anymore, The Sabbath is on the seventh day, Saturday. Sabbath is not on Sunday.
Well, that's easy to understand. God said he blessed the seventh day. He says that in the second chapter of Genesis. And there was no, it's not Jewish. There was no Jews and there was no Israel. It's, that commandment was made before there was any nationalities. You know, God is made of all people, one through one blood, it says. We're all in this together, folks. We're all one. You know, the Lord is coming soon. Our lives are going rapidly. You know, I could remember, and I'm sure you can, when you were a little child, and you turn around, and whatever age you are, it's amazing how much time has passed. And that's how fast your life is going to go, until the Lord comes, or until we go meet him. So, you know, I don't know if everyone that's listening out there is born again. I don't know if you've ever accepted the Lord. I don't know if you've ever stopped sinning. You know, the Bible says, go and sin no more. A lot of people just get the soul count, or they say a quick prayer. That's not all what it's all about. It's about repenting and turning from your sin and making repentance towards God. I praise the Lord for my salvation. I praise the Lord for my wife's salvation. Keep his commandments. Fear the Lord. I just thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, because his blood is there for the mistakes that we make, not on purpose, but for those mistakes that we make. Praise the Lord.
I just thank God for my salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes.